This is your Eagle Radio News for Tuesday, March 22nd. I'm Petty Officer Angie Ramos-Grullon. Commander Kenneth Whiting, a respected naval aviator, initiated the idea to convert a cargo ship into a vessel able to, quote, take planes around with the fleet, end quote. 2 years later, on March 20th, 1922, the former USS Jupiter, Collier No. 3, recommissioned as the USS Langley, CV-1, the Navy's first aircraft carrier. Langley laid down the foundation for the next 100 years of aircraft carrier heritage, agility, flexibility, resilience, and future power. It accomplished a feat which exemplified the true nature of what it means for a country to maintain naval superiority, carrying the fight to the enemy so it is not fought on U.S. soil. March 20th, 2022 marked the centennial of this momentous achievement. Captain Craig Sikala, commanding officer of USS Nimitz CVN-68, said, "The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier is the nation's premier class of warship. It is without a doubt the United States' strongest asset when it comes to maintaining superiority of the seas, protecting international maritime trade, and deterring foreign aggression. The carrier fleet allows the U.S. to maintain freedom of the seas, and its capabilities enable our forces to meet any challenge from combat missions to humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. Since June 22, 1968, when Nimitz laid at its keel, it has carried forth a legacy of innovation, evolution, and dominance." To read the entire article, please visit www.navy.mil. This has been your Eagle Radio News. Tune in to AFN for the latest news updates and like us on Facebook to have the news delivered to you. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, have a great day.